Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues. WTNS, AM, FM, online. The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Hard to believe October is already upon us and trick-or-treating will soon be just around the corner. Well, right now we're going to head to America's Thrift Stores CEO, Chris Homewood. And Chris, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
So welcome to Murfreesboro. How's everything going so far?
It's going amazing. Thank you. We're thrilled to be here.
So tell us about America's Thrift Stores and what all types of things you guys have.
Yeah, well, again, it's really a pleasure to talk to you and to be here. And you're right, Halloween is just around the corner, and I think our timing is great with that. So America's Thrift Store, look, if you think about thrift stores, you might have an idea in your head, and we want to debunk that. We're not a great thrift store. We're just a great store. And when you come to our stores, you get the benefit of not only helping the community, you're engaging in circularity, you're helping keep inventory to landfills, and most importantly, you're helping Make-A-Wish for kids through the Make-A-Wish Foundation and some of the other charities that we support. But really, it's just a lot of fun, and that's really what we're here to do, is have some fun, find some deals, and get some cool costumes for the holiday.
That's cool. You know, I've always been told if you don't enjoy what you're doing, then obviously you're in the wrong line of work if it feels like work. So you obviously enjoy this a lot.
Love it. Yeah, I started my career in the Marine Corps, so I had a kind of a spirit of service early on, and it's really easy to get around, you know, like I said, a fun shopping experience, but then all the other things we get to do good with, it makes it really easy to have a good time.
Now, a big grand opening is just around the corner, October 2nd. So, like I said, tomorrow is October 1, so we're literally 2 days away.
We are in the chute. We're ready to go. Bring your ghouls, bring your goblins, bring your witches, your ghosts, and everything else. We're opening up we're opening up in Murfreesboro here. We've got two sites. One is a donation center, and then the other one is the main store. The main store is at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Will be grand opening from 8 a.m. to 11:30. We've got all sorts of fun and prizes and music, and you should come check us out.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, that is the area that everybody, those who've been here for years and years, know as the Roses Shopping Center, I think is what a lot of people call it.
That's correct. That's correct, yeah.
So that's where you guys are. And for someone who's never been to one of your stores, kind of walk us through, when you walk through those front doors, what are we going to see? What are we going to experience?
Yeah, it's a great question. So when you walk through the doors, you're going to see kind of an endless array of opportunity. So we've got everything from home goods to kitchen to sporting goods and full lines of apparel. So anything for boys, girls, men, women, and all the way across. And you'll walk right into a really cool Halloween section, which is, you know, a big focus for this time of year. The way that we lay it out, it's bright. It's nice wide aisles. It's super organized because we think about this as a new store every day, and we want people to come in and find a treasure. You know, the treasure hunt is fun, but sometimes you want to find that treasure. And like I said, when I started, this isn't, you know, like I said, we're not out to be a great thrift store. We're out to be a really great experience for our customers. And I think you're really going to love it. It's a great opportunity to have that moment, right? When you're going through the aisles and you're going through the racks and you find that thing and you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is $5. What a great deal. And that's the adrenaline hit. That's what gets you hooked.
You know, there's something about finding a deal, you know, and especially for guys, I don't know what it is, but you know, we love finding good deals on things and finding that perfect thing that we need that we probably don't need, and then we take it home and have fun with it, you know, whatever it is. But that it's cool that every day is literally like a new store day because you get so much stuff in all the time.
It really is. We take in across the fleet of stores, we're on trend to take in about 65 million pounds of donations from a variety of different sources. So We have racks rolling about every, you know, statistically every 15 to 30 minutes, there's something new coming out to the floor. So the best advice I can give you is keep coming, because there's always going to be something that you'll find.
So why Murfreesboro for this next store, and how many stores do you have?
Yeah, so we started investing in this community about 3 years ago and really working on building up a donation platform and really connecting with the community. And look, Murfreesboro is a great community. Why not, right? It's a growing community. You guys are growing at about 1.5 to 3% every year. You've got that small town charm with the big city amenities. I mean, it's just a perfect spot for us. And we're thrilled to partner with the community. We've got a great partnership with the Make-A-Wish of Middle Tennessee. And so this will be store number 33 for us across 5 states.
Man, 33. And I'm curious, in some of those other communities that you're located in, what was the atmosphere like as far as the economy, business, and how does it compare here?
Yeah, you know what? It's a broad array. You know, look, there is an opportunity, and one of the reasons that we're a great opportunity for customers and communities is you can find great stuff at a great value, right? Like, who doesn't want to save money? And I think it's important anytime. You know, I think it's always important to save money. I think what really makes us different is the experience. So throughout all the different communities that we're in, bright, light, well-lit stores, well-organized, easy to find your treasure. There's also, like I said, this connection to the community where what you do when you do find that treasure, it matters. It goes to Make-A-Wish and some of our other partners. And, you know, look, there is a circularity to this, too. The inventory that we're taking care of, it's not going to a landfill. So, look, it's really pick your adventure. I mean, there's so many good reasons to do this. You know, it works in every community, which is why it's exciting and fun.
Now, I know you said Make-A-Wish. So how does this work with Make-A-Wish?
Yeah, so Make-A-Wish, and I'll talk about, you know, Murfreesboro in Middle Tennessee here with Beth Torres and her team up there. So Make-A-Wish is a partner for us. So they collect donations in addition to some of the donations we collect from other places. And we give them money, essentially, for wishes when we get those donations through them. So again, there's a circularity there. So to date, we have committed about $700,000 to the Make-A-Wish of Middle Tennessee. That's a lot of wishes. That's a lot of hope that is going out to the community, to kids that really need a, you know, that need a lift and that need some good in their lives.
You know, and it's so cool the different things that Make-A-Wish does, you know, for kids in the community, because, I mean, you name it, from Disney World trips to who knows what. I mean, it's so wild the variety that they, you know, fulfill for these children.
It's such an amazing organization. We actually get to meet one of the local Wish kids in the community there, and her wish was to practice with the U.S. women's soccer team, and they made it happen.
Wow.
You know, these folks are so creative and so driven and so supportive. And like I said, these things cost money, and so if we can help, if we can do our part to give back to them and engage in this community and engage in that great, you know, again, giving these kids hope, sign me up. I'm all for that.
Yeah, we were talking to one father whose his son recently received a new kidney, but he was on that kidney transplant list for over a year or so. But his son's Make-A-Wish wish was to go to the Universal Studios, and he wanted to make sure the family rode there. I think it was in like a Lamborghini SUV or something, a Urus. But they made it happen, and I thought, wow, that's really wild. You know, that's the kind of cool stuff that... Well, you know, boys love that kind of stuff. You know, who wouldn't want to ride in a Lamborghini to MGM or Universal Studios?
I think boys and girls would like that. Everybody likes to go fast, and who doesn't love the Lamborghini and Universal Studios? That's a great story.
But there's so many cool things like that happen, and you never can tell what that next wish is gonna be. But it's neat that you're a part of that.
Yeah, we're really proud of that. And part of the thing that I really love about this business and the work that we're doing is we're part of something bigger than ourselves. It's wonderful to be part of a fabric. It's wonderful to be engaged in something that you know is more than just the work that's in front of you. And like I said, there's some science that's come out recently with these wishes. And, you know, a lot of the kids are terminal, which is beyond heartbreaking. But a lot of them live through it. And there's now some science behind the fact that the wishes actually contribute to that. When they get these wishes, they get this spark of hope. And this hope, you know, gives them a reason to keep fighting. And so that, you know, like I said, if you're not getting goosebumps just thinking about that, you know, then I'm not sure what to make of it. But yeah, it's nothing but good. Nothing but good.
Yeah. You know, I believe it 100% because there's so much of our health that's connected to that emotional side. And once you start feeling that pick me up and feeling good about whatever it is, it really does change everything for somebody as far as their health goes.
It does. And there's science now. Like I said, we're starting to get some of that information through our Make-A-Wish partners about how powerful those wishes are. And look, you know, the wishes vary. They have an average cost, and there's a lot of folks that do chip in with this. But it's really important. And there's a surprising number of wishes that aren't fulfilled. So I think that, you know, the good that people can do, you know, with us as a partner or in their communities is really remarkable. And for better or for worse, there's a lot of need. You know, there's a lot of need to kind of create hope for these kids.
And again, this morning we're talking with Chris Homewood. He is the CEO of America's Thrift Stores. And tell us again, how long have you been doing this? When did you open your first store?
So this company started in 1984 in Alabama. And, you know, like I said, now we're through the five states here, through the Southeast. And we have a combination of the stores that you can shop in, and have some fun and, you know, have a good time. But then we also have donation centers. And so we are we have our store opening in Murfreesboro, but we also have a donation center, over off of Veterans Parkway by the Kroger that, you know, if the store isn't convenient, we take donations there. You can go by that donation center. And all those donations, like I said, go right to the floor and all flow through to the communities and to the good that we do.
Now, I know you really harp on and highlight how the prices are so affordable for shopping. But what are some other things that folks should know about when they go there?
Yeah, I mean, the donations is really what drives the experience. So look, it's we're coming up on the end of summer here. I think we actually kicked into fall. So when you're looking, and maybe you had a great summer in your goal jeans, you exceeded the goals. Now they're too big, so you got to get rid of those. You've got, you know, the toys of summer have expired, or you know, Susie needs a new baseball glove. Whatever that looks like, it's that sort of a mindset, right? So let us take care of it. You don't want to deal with that. You want to transition. You want to clean stuff out. That's how the pricing starts. But to your point, it's so much more than that. You can get a really great deal, but like I said, the experience is really fun. And it's fun because of the way that the stores are laid out. They're easy to shop. You can find your size. You can find your style. You can find, you know, we have racks or gondolas essentially on one side of the store where, like I said, it's everything from electronics to housewares to toys, to sporting goods, to kitchen, to home decor, to wall art. I mean, literally, it's kind of everything. So when you think about, if you're looking for that one thing, or even if you just got some time to kill, you know, and you're getting together with your friends, you're looking for something fun to do, come on out and check us out, because there is a bit of an adventure there when you're looking at the store, when you're looking for those treasures, and you find the treasures, and know that you're getting a great deal. But you're also, you know, supporting Make-A-Wish, and you're also making sure that inventory stays out of a landfill. So, man, it's just, I keep saying it, but it's so awesome. It's so cool. I don't know any place else that does something like this.
So what are some of the wildest finds that you've come across or customers have come across over the years?
Oh, man. So, because I'm a thrifter, have been, my wife, my daughter, we're all thrifters and have been for some time. So my daughter has found some great brands. Free People is one of the brands I know that we've seen come through. I actually found a Prada briefcase thrifting.
Man.
And I was like, this, and it had the little sticker inside. And I did not pay Prada. I'm not a Prada guy, but it was like, holy cow, this is amazing. Turntables, you know, if you're a record collector, I found and seen some really great turntables there. I was actually shopping in one of our stores and I found a Tommy Bahama polo for $9 in my size. It was perfect. Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, I could. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
So you may end up buying a $10,000 Prada briefcase or who knows what for $10. You know, you never can tell.
Yeah, you just never know. You never know. And you know what we do is we make sure that we filter out sort of things that aren't of the highest quality or of high quality, and we have a fairly balanced pricing format, right? That we try to get it out at the best price possible, and that's where the hunt and the treasure really come in, and that's where the fun begins.
And you guys even have, I know you pointed this out, a sporting goods department. That's neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they, you know, it comes and goes as the season cycle, but there's always something fun to find. Always something fun to find.
So like golf clubs one day, football's the next. Who knows what you'll come across?
That's it. Yeah, every 30 minutes there's something coming out to the floor. So that's why you got to come. It's almost like you got to go every day just to see what's out there.
Now, again, grand opening day. That's going to be October 2nd, and once more, tomorrow's October 1st, Wednesday. So Thursday's the big day for the grand opening, and you guys are going to kick all this off at what, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, about 8:30. The store is open, so if people want to get a sneak peek, get a preview. You're welcome to come on by and check it out, but all the festivities will start about 8:30. We've got a ribbon cutting and some fun stuff going on there. But like I said, we're just super happy to be in this community, and we think that there's a great partnership all the way around, Scott. It's really fun to be here.
So if somebody does go out there today and they start, you know, kind of just looking through the merchandise, are they really going to see different stuff come, you know, that grand opening day on Thursday? I mean, how quickly do you turn over inventory?
So the average is 10 days. Again, statistically.
That's quick.
Right? So something... It is quick, right? But like I said, that's sort of on aggregate all the way across with all the inventory. So if you think it's got a 10-day shelf life, but there's new stuff coming out, new apparel, new sporting goods, new footballs, new golf clubs, every half an hour, roughly, during the week.
Now, I know, as crazy as it sounds, sometimes you'll find totally different stuff in like Alabama versus Tennessee. Yep. But I'm wondering, do you guys ever ship stuff from store to store just to kind of move, you know, things around a little bit?
We do. It's actually a great question. So we love to source from the communities. But because of the network that we have with stores, and we have a distribution center in Birmingham, Alabama, that we use as a hub. So we try to balance the inventory to keep it interesting for customers. So if we're not getting a lot of the miscellaneous items, so call it the hard goods, the sporting goods, the kitchen, the toys, in one community, we'll pipe that through the distribution center and work to balance that out. So, you know, you think about it, you can kind of source globally and shop locally. And that makes it interesting for the customers every day.
And what's the wildest question you've had? I mean, if somebody come in there looking for a 1980 Radio Shack brand computer or anything interesting like that?
Yeah, it's funny because people don't really ask what we have, because I have no idea. I don't know what's in there. Because, you know, things can show up. So, it's interesting. Like I said, there is all kinds of stuff. And what's really cool about it is that, especially like with Halloween coming, right? I don't know if I was the kid that I made my own costumes. And so you can really get creative. As you see something, you might find things you weren't even looking for. Here's a great example. So I met a woman at a Make-A-Wish event last week that shops our stores all the time, and she was wearing a belt. It was a waist belt, and with her dress, and she was telling everybody that it was that one. She was the right color, it was the right style that she just happened to find in the store, and she built an outfit around it. And you know, that's sort of what this looks like. It's just imagination, creativity, and fun.
So let's say you got a job interview coming up. Have you got clothes for that?
Yes. Yep. We have a section that is for men and for women, either dresses or coats or suits. And again, in a whole variety of sizes. So, and again, it kind of ebbs and flows based on the time of year. But yeah, you can get anything. We had people coming in for homecoming. Homecoming's been going on the last couple of weeks. job interview all the time. If you're looking for something special, you're going out. If you're looking for, you know, new pair of shorts to go hang out, there's all kinds of great inventory.
And again, America's Thrift Stores CEO Chris Holmwood and the big grand opening here in Murfreesboro at 10:30 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard is going to be October 2nd. That's Thursday, about 8:30 or so till 11:30 is when the grand opening is going to happen. And as we close this morning, anything we should close with? Is there a website we need to look for, or updates on Facebook, or what should we look for?
Yeah, we are all over social, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and on the web at americasthriftstores.com. But really, we're excited to come see you all in person. And again, thanks for having me. We're thrilled to be in Murfreesboro and love, really, really happy to be part of this community.
Sounds great. Well, Chris, thank you for joining us, and good luck on Thursday. We'll probably see you out there.
Sounds great, Scott. Thank you as well. We'll see you on Thursday.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, take care.
Bye. That time right now, 8:43. You're tuned to WGNS again on this Tuesday morning. Today is the 30th of September. Again, that was Chris Holmwood. He is the CEO of America's Thrift Stores, and once more, they're having their big grand opening October 2nd. And that is at 10:30 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. It'll be right around 8:30 or so, and the festivities going on up until about 11:30. Once more the time, 8:43. Stay with us. We do have more news and information coming up, including we're going to meet with the folks at Barnabas Vision and find out what all they are doing this time of year. And that comes your way in just a minute. Just a reminder, trick-or-treating on the downtown square is going to be at the end of October, just like it always is, October 31st. Again, trick-or-treating on the downtown square, we're just right at about that time. But yeah, Halloween, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on the downtown Murfreesboro Square, so don't forget to attend that. Great event for kids and families alike. There's literally thousands of kids out there every Halloween. Again, that's October 31st on the downtown Murfreesboro Square. Anyway, temperature outside, 64 right now in downtown Murfreesboro. And the high is going to reach about 86 degrees today. Only a 5% chance of rain. And then tonight, drop down to 60 degrees for the temperature. No rain in the forecast tonight or tomorrow. And tomorrow, high reaching 87. Tomorrow night, right down to 61 tomorrow night. So Wednesday night down to 61. Then Thursday, it's going to be at 85. That's your high. No rain Thursday. Thursday night down to 57. And then Friday, high reaching 82 degrees. No rain on Friday or Friday night either. And Friday night, the low is going to be at 55. Right now the time, 8:45. Stay with us. Again, we'll meet with the folks at Barnabas Vision in just a minute.
Good morning. It's been busy out here with several accidents. One's got traffic slow coming out of Wilson County. It's right there at the Wilson County-Davidson County line on I-40 going westbound, trying to get into Hermitage. Again, keep that in mind. It's got traffic slow coming out of Wilson County. It's also slow 24 East just before the Jolton exit on a crash. It's really jamming up all that traffic that's trying to get in from Clarksville into Jolton right now on 24 going eastbound. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Fair Construction can help. Fair Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Fair Construction help you. Call Fair Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. Demas's has had a bar when we opened 35 years ago. And we've done the exact same thing with our bar menu that we've done with our food menu. We get higher quality items, higher quality cocktails. Again, some people just want a drink with their meal, where they might be able to get a drink to complement their meals. You need to check it out, so come on over right now. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street. We really focus on value.
Murfreesboro, this is Amanda from Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street. We have not forgotten about our reptile lovers either. Here at Animal City, we have a great selection of products for our cold-blooded friends, too. Here at Animal City, we have a full range of habitats, substrates, and other accessories. We have a great selection of products for our reptile lovers. We are so proud to be Murfreesboro's pet destination for 35 years. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. Family owned and operated.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Right now that time, 8:47, and now we're going to be talking about Barnabas Vision, and Ansley Ledbetter is with us today from Barnabas Vision. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So you guys have an event coming up. It's going to be on the MTSU campus. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, so we are having our annual fall event this year. It's going to look a little different. We're doing a pause to praise event where we will be doing just that. We will be pausing during our day to praise the Lord for all he has done, both for the Barnabas Vision and in our community. That will be October 23rd from 11:30 to 1 p.m.
And for those who may be new to the area, tell us a little bit about what happens at Barnabas each day.
Yeah, so we help with rental and utility assistance, and also just work as an encouragement ministry to encourage those around us that are going through difficult times and can't meet their rent.
Of course, rent, it seems like, is higher than ever. I mean, not just here, but literally everywhere.
Yeah.
What do the people tell you when they come to you and say, you know, I really need some help because I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I don't have any money left for the remainder of this month, and I need to figure out a budget plan, and I'm stuck. Our family's going to get kicked out of here.
Yeah, that's a very common case. Most of our clients that come in, their rent is thousands of dollars. Like, I think the average right now is like $1,800. And it's just it's a severe problem. If you have someone who's barely making ends meet, and or even if they've been set back from like an illness or like a hospitalization, it can just have that big snowball effect. So that's a very real issue that we've been seeing.
And I guess it often is just one thing that happens, like maybe their car breaks down, they can't make it to work, and then next thing you know, they lose their job. But that's how quick it happens.
Oh yeah, it happens like at the snap of a finger. Like if you have a single mom with kids and that kid gets sick and she has to stay home and she misses a certain amount of work, she could get fired. And it's just, it's a whole issue.
You know, it's crazy that rent has gotten so high. I mean, $1,800, I mean, if that's about average for what, a two-bedroom, three-bedroom even?
Yeah, it's usually, I think, two bedrooms are kind of in there. Three bedrooms are now, I think, we're seeing in the low 2,000s. And some two bedrooms are even now in the 2000s.
I mean, people are being priced out of the area.
Yeah, it is terrible.
In some cases where, you know, you're talking with a family and there's no way they can afford to stay where they are, are some of them moving to places like Shelbyville, Bedford County, Cannon County? I mean, where are they going?
Yeah, some are moving, and then some can't because, or not that they can't, but their roots are in Murfreesboro, their work's there, their kids go to school there, those kind of things. So they're trying to do everything they can to stay where they are, to stay in that community that they have made for themselves. But it's a sad situation for sure.
Now, are there some people who you help to get further assistance, maybe through the state, or I mean, I guess, are there programs they can be a part of or get on a waiting list for?
Yeah, so we have like a resource list with other Rutherford County nonprofits, churches, other community partners that we have that also help. So if we're not able to help or our assistance won't help them fully, we often will give them that list where they can call and see if other people can meet their needs.
So kind of walk us through what does happen. So if somebody out there is in need of help paying for rent, and I mean, because I know your goal is to, you know, keep them off the street. You'd rather them stay at their place as opposed to getting kicked out and having to start all over again.
Exactly.
So walk us through what happens.
Yeah. So we'll have a client call our phone or come into the office and they'll say, you know, like, my rent is X amount of money and I'm needing assistance. And how our process works is, because we are a small nonprofit, we ask that they owe $750 or less to take an application with one of our social workers. And their bill has to be current, can't have any late fees or past due fees on it. And then we'll take an application and ask that they attend one of our life skills education classes, such as our budgeting class, coping skills, Bible class, one of those, and then they'll go through the whole application process. And if we're able to assist, usually we will, because we are supplemental, we'll give like $200 to $300 on that bill.
Now, does Barnabas Vision, do they actually reach out to the property management company themselves, or how does that usually unfold?
So our clients, they'll have to send like their ID and their lease, the front and back page with like that property manager, leasing agent, kind of whoever, landlord, whoever is over that. And then we usually write checks. And so we will write that check to that landlord or property manager.
Have you guys ever run into problems where the landlord just refuses to work with you?
Sometimes we have. We've had a couple that need a cashier's check, or they want us to pay by card. That's been an issue for us recently, is now all of the apartments are moving onto that portal where the client goes in and pays. So we're trying to, that's one obstacle we've had recently that we're maybe thinking we might have to fix our program a little bit to accommodate that.
Is it just me, or maybe a lot of people think this, but sometimes when you're having difficulties, maybe with finances and with health, and when you combine those two, then it does seem like you have a lot more obstacles in your way as far as working with the management company, the property management, the landowner, the whoever it is you're renting from. It just seems like more and more is being stacked against people.
Yes. It seems like there's more hoops that you have to jump through, or more, like, it just gets more complicated.
I don't know if it's because we're growing so fast as a community or what, yeah. But what we think of, or when you hear, oh, that sounds like a little problem. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, it's not a little problem. These extra little hoops to jump through, I mean, that leads to, you know, further depression. That leads to further, really, the list is ongoing.
Oh, it's miles long.
What are some of the things that you have seen in some of the folks you've worked with over the years as far as common, maybe, mental health issues?
Yeah, mental health has been one of those things that we don't have enough to have like that statistic, but we have definitely seen there's people that have anxiety, or there's even people that are just depressed and come to us and they're like, look, I have nothing to live for anymore, or anything like that. So it's a very tough issue, and like something we see day to day is just these people are just heartbroken.
And again, talking about Barnabas Vision here in town, so some people out there really, the main thing they may need is some type of word of encouragement, yeah, or something, just somebody to talk to.
Exactly. And that ultimately is our goal. It's like I said, we are an encouragement ministry, as well as rental and utilities are something we provide to our community. But at the end of the day, if we can encourage these individuals and point them towards the Lord, and just deeply encourage them and let them know that this is not the end, that they can keep going, that's our ultimate goal.
And events like this one coming up, again, Thursday, October 23rd, these are the things that raise money to afford,
exactly,
helping people out.
Yeah, we need as much money as we can to help these individuals, because there has been such a an increase in need, and that need needs to be met. And any donation, big or small, can help us achieve our goal to keep these people in their houses and to keep encouraging them.
Have you been surprised at some of the heartbreaking stories you've come across?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's just so much hurt. Like, this community is just hurting in various ways, whether it's with rental assistance or just things that are going on. There has just been an increase in the darkness, I think. And it's just, it is heartbreaking.
What are some of the big ones? I mean, do you see a lot of, you know, maybe single moms, single dads out there who have experienced loss of a spouse, a girlfriend, a family member, or things like that?
Oh, yeah, we see it all. We've seen single moms who, like I said, their kid got sick and they just had an unfortunate diagnosis, or and you're having to all of a sudden choose between getting medicine for your child or putting food on the table or getting rent. And it's just, it's terrible. We've seen situations with domestic violence. That's also been something we have seen, which is just also heartbreaking. We've seen these victims that are on the run, and it's just, it's awful.
All right, have you seen increases in domestic violence?
Not, I wouldn't say an increase. I think it's still stable. We definitely have seen more, I think, recently. And yeah.
I mean, that's one of those big ones. And for anybody out there listening, it seems like, I would guess, most of us have some type of connection with domestic violence, be it an extended family member or a friend. But even if you think it's not there, there's a good chance it's somewhere close by you, and you don't realize it.
Oh, 100%.
How do you deal with those types of problems?
Yeah, it's very difficult, and like you have to tread carefully, and obviously I can't say a whole lot just because of confidentiality, but we do deal with those on a weekly, maybe monthly basis, where we'll do everything we can to help encourage and get them to safety.
Did you ever think you'd be dealing with stuff like that on a daily, sometimes basis?
No, I didn't, truthfully. I knew, like, when I started working there, started about a year ago, and I knew, like, we would have hard situations with rental and utility assistance. And, you know, there's a lot of stigmas that are around that where, you know, you might think, like, oh, it's drugs or, oh, it's alcohol. And honestly, those, yes, we still see those, but that's a lower percentage than most of our clients that walk through our door.
Again, Ansley Ledbetter with us today, and Barnabas Vision. Once more, this event coming up is October 23rd. It's at the MTSU Student Ballroom. How do you go about getting tickets if you want to support this for Barnabas?
Yes, so if you want to get tickets, you can go online to our website. We have a events tab, and it will be there, and you can click that little, it'll say get tickets here. And you can click that and be taken to the ticket page, or you can also just follow us. We're on all the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And if you could just visit us there, and you can see posts about it to get to the link from there.
So search you guys on Facebook or wherever.
Facebook or Instagram.
TheBarnabasVision.org.
Yes.
And
yeah, that's our website.
And then I guess all the contact information, phone numbers, all that would be there too.
Yeah.
So anyway, if somebody can't make it to this event coming up, they can also reach out to help in some other way.
Yeah, we have volunteer opportunities, and we also just have a regular donation page on our website as well.
Cool. And once more, you guys do a variety of things for those in the community, but one of the big things is that helping out with rent. If somebody is at one of those hard places and they can't, you know, finish paying for that month's rent, you guys will step in and help out.
Definitely.
Sounds good. Well, again, thank you for joining us this
morning. Thank you for having me.
And the website, one more time, is thebarnabasvision.org, and the event coming up October 23rd. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.